Under communism, Russians often waited years for the Soviet state to provide them with apartments. Now, cities like Moscow are seeing a building boom, and along with it, skyrocketing real estate prices. To make housing more affordable for ordinary people, the government is encouraging mortgage lending, something that's never existed in Russia. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
29-year-old business manager Natalia Tagayeva is well-educated and upwardly mobile. Today is a special day for Tagayeva. After 5 years of moving between rented apartments, she's finally moving into a place all her own. Workers are putting in the final touches, like installing a closet with mirrored sliding doors. Tagayeva's new home is located on the top floor of a Spartan-looking 45-year-old brick building. There's no elevator, and as in many older Russian apartment buildings, the stairs are dimly lit. But in Moscow's red-hot real estate market, even this tiny one-room efficiency cost Tagayeva $68,000, five times the price it would have fetched a few years ago. And this in a country where the average wage is just $225 a month.
I've been working for an apartment of my own for years. Having my own place gives me a different social status.
Apart from the tiny class of rich new Russians, most people here still live in apartments inherited from the Soviet state. But Tagayeva bought this apartment by taking out a mortgage. Most borrowers are part of a small but growing class of professionals who make way more than the average Russian. So new is the idea of a mortgage here that some sellers refuse to deal with Tagayeva and her lender.
People who sell apartments are very unwilling to deal with mortgage companies. It means they have to pay taxes and do things officially.
Though Russia's flat income tax rate is a low 13%, many people still hide how much they earn. Yelena Klipikova, who runs Moscow's national mortgage company, says clients are often shocked to find out they can't get a loan without disclosing their real incomes.
We are trying to grow real business, and you cannot be able to grow this business if you are not transparent to anyone.
The offices of National Mortgage are spotless and high-tech. The staff is friendly. Klepikova's business has given out only $7 million worth of mortgages in its first few years of existence. But the business is now expanding at 100% per year. President Vladimir Putin has made developing the mortgage sector a cornerstone of his economic program. Investment banker Tim McCarthy of Moscow's Troika Dialogue Bank says it's part of an effort to develop a vibrant middle class in Russia.
I don't believe anybody 10 years ago was thinking this far ahead. 10 years ago, people were still looking for bread and subsistence articles for living, and they were growing their own food in their gardens. The issue of housing was more about where somebody was going to live within your family once they got married.
In order to encourage mortgage lending, Russia's parliament is in the final stages of a sweeping overhaul of archaic Soviet-era housing and banking legislation. One law had made it virtually impossible to evict tenants and homeowners who fell behind on payments. The government wants to see a third of Russia's 145 million people move into new housing by the year 2010. It's an ambitious target. Some analysts think it might be possible, but only if Russia's economy continues to grow at its current rapid pace. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.